This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Women have ranched here before Colorado was even a state, but their work has often gone unseen or has been erased. A new oral history project will make sure they're not forgotten. Lorena Davis is an assistant professor at Colorado Mesa University. She's collecting the stories of women ranchers.
I really wanted different ages, raising different animals, different situations, whether they were legacy ranchers or first-gen ranchers, and then to just put a microphone in front of them and let them tell their stories in their own voice without a filter. And through that, you get this rich diversity of experience that adds up to what it takes to be successful in ranching.
Davis's project is Taking Stock, Ranching Women of Colorado. It'll be saved in the Library of Congress. State officials hope Grand Junction residents can help locate a school cemetery. Researchers with History Colorado worked for years to locate burial sites on the grounds of a former indigenous boarding school. Philip Gover with History Colorado says they'll host an event in April to see if the public can help.
A little bit of a needle in the haystack, but for those families that have been in that area for a while may have at least some idea of a location so we can go do a more detailed look.
The former Teller Institute property has been searched with ground-penetrating radar, as well as an extensive review of archival records. It's part of a state initiative to reckon with the history of the boarding school era, where abuse of Native children was rampant. You're listening to CPR News and KRC.